This is Vatican Radio. I'm Tracy McClure. During the general audience Wednesday in St. Peter's Square, Pope Francis expressed great sorrow over the tragic loss of innocent lives in the conflict in Syria, particularly the deaths of a number of children in a Damascus suburb. The Pope said he was deeply saddened by a mortar attack on a school bus in a Damascus suburb 2 days ago. At least 5 children and their bus driver were killed, and 4 other children were injured as they were returning home from school on Monday. Another mortar attack on a Damascus school the same day wounded 11 children. The Pope prayed for an end to such tragedies and said the attack occurred just as we are praying and uniting our forces to help our brothers and sisters struck by the typhoon in the Philippines. These are the true battles to fight, he said, for life, never for death. In his catechesis for Wednesday's audience, Pope Francis reflected on the sacraments which bring the grace of God's forgiveness, like baptism, which washes away original sin and personal sin. Pope Francis said the sacrament of confession can open the door to a new life as the merciful God enters our lives. Do your homework, he said. Find out when you were born and when you were baptized, and thank God for opening the door of his church on that day when you received baptism. Confession, if done often with humility and contrite heart, can be like a second baptism, the Pope said. And in this way, confession is not like a stint in a torture chamber, but rather a celebration of the day of baptism. Speaking through an assistant, Pope Francis told English-speaking pilgrims,
"Each Sunday, when making our profession of faith, we say, 'I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins.' Let us look at each of these words, 'I confess.' This solemn declaration highlights the importance of baptism and affirms our identity as children of God. In the sacrament, our faith is also linked to the remission of sins. When we confess our sins, we renew and strengthen our baptismal identity. Baptism, then, is a point of departure for a lifelong journey of conversion sustained by the sacrament of penance. One baptism. The word baptism literally means immersion. Through the sacrament, we are immersed spiritually in the death of Jesus Christ, and we rise with him as a new creation. Regenerated by water and the Holy Spirit, we are illuminated by grace which dispels the darkness of sin. The Church teaches us to confess our sins with humility, because only in forgiveness received and given do our restless hearts find peace and joy."
The Pope recalled our human frailties, asking, "We are all weak and we are all sinners, no? But that doesn't mean we have less of a responsibility to ask forgiveness every time we make a mistake."